WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Testimony, British vote. I'm Elliot Francis. Anticipation is high as former FBI Director James Comey prepares to give testimony later this morning in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Reid Binion reports.
Well, I think it's very close to obstruction of justice.
Congresswoman Jackie Speier, one of several Democrats reacting strongly to the release of fired FBI Director James Comey's prepared comments ahead of what promises to be a dramatic day of testimony by Comey on Capitol Hill. Republicans, including Senator Lindsey Graham, trying to cast Comey's testimony as a positive.
All in all, it's a pretty good day for President Trump.
Reaction to Comey's prepared remarks came the same day that Democrats expressed frustration over a lack of candor from intelligence chiefs testifying in the Senate.
Why are you not answering
our
questions?
Because I feel it is inappropriate.
I'm Reid Binion.
In the UK, polls are open as British voters choose the government that will lead them into the upcoming Brexit talks. Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservatives said to have lost much of an earlier 20-point lead. I'm Elliot Francis. The sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby continues today following a day-long cross-examination of the alleged victim. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
The defense spent a long time trying to cast doubt on Andrea Constand's credibility. They went over phone records from her work cell phone, asking why she kept communicating with Cosby after the alleged assault. Constand said it was work-related, mostly to do with the Temple University women's basketball team. She was unshaken as Angela Agrusa suggested that she and Cosby had an ongoing relationship and that there was a romantic environment at Cosby's home during one dinner. Constand remained composed and said she was just there to eat. Regarding an incorrect date on a police report, Constand said she was confused and nervous. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Prosecutors may wrap up their case today against a Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter and in the death of a black motorist. Officer Jerome, make that Geronimo Yanez, is accused in the death of 32-year-old Philandro Castile. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A Northern Virginia man who joined ISIS, then claims he changed his mind about it, has now been convicted on terrorism charges.
Mohammed Kawis of Alexandria fled the Islamic State and was captured by Kurdish forces last year. Prosecutors ridiculed the notion that Kawis was on a three-month curiosity tour, noting that he told terrorists on an intake form that he was willing to be a suicide bomber. Kawis testified that he couldn't refuse requests from the Islamic State officials for fear of being labeled a spy. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hundreds of people turned out last night at a mosque in Germantown for the funeral of one of the two high school seniors shot to death Monday night on the eve of graduation. His family hung 17-year-old Shadi Najjar's graduation gown next to a bouquet of flowers. Montgomery County Police continue to ask for the public's help in finding out who killed Najjar and 18-year-old Artem Zibarov. After D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's campaign was fined $13,000 for illegal campaign contributions, it appears there may still be a problem with the city's political culture.
The nonprofit Public Citizen first found the suspicious donations in Muriel Bowser's mayoral campaign. Co-director Akane Freechild says it exposes a lot of problems, first with Bowser's campaign.
There's been a lot of denials and foot dragging.
And with D.C.'s Office of Campaign Finance, which she says should have found the problem itself.
Anybody looking at that and sorting in Excel could find it.
But the underlying issue remains a cultural one within the Wilson Building. Another council member, Brandon Todd, is appealing similar fines right now. It's just the latest in a long legacy of suspicious campaign activity. But Freechild does see some hope.
The council is actually looking at some pretty good reforms.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,174. The NASDAQ at 62.97. Sports, the Nats failed to complete the sweep, losing in L.A. The Orioles beat the Pirates again. NBA Finals, Golden State takes a 3-0 lead over the Cavaliers. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's mornings on the mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment. treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm looking around the region at some road work from the overnight. Trying to wrap up on River Road if you're heading outbound near Goldsboro. Beltway Outer Loop near Old Georgetown Road. 270 looks good. No road work to report between Frederick and the Beltway. On DC 295 with southbound near Benning where the road work had blocked the left lane. No delay, so do watch there. And we're quiet. Virginia 95, 395. We're off to a really good start there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather on the way. Most likely an all-out heat wave here with mid and upper 90s starting about Sunday into the early and middle part of next week. Enjoy today. A few clouds, 76. Tonight, a few clouds down to 58. Sunshine tomorrow, 82. Close to 90 Saturday, but the real hot stuff here by Sunday, Monday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 50 in Haymarket, 49 in Gaithersburg, 57 degrees in Washington. It's Election Day in Great Britain as voters decide whether to keep Prime Minister Theresa May in power. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning, 5:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. This is Mornings on the Mall. This morning we're having at 6:35 Lieutenant Tim Burns. He's with the Montgomery County Emergency Medical Service, and he'll be here talking about the rise in drug overdoses in Maryland, an important topic. Also at 7:05, we have Richard Osejo. He's an associate professor of sociology at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. Old jobs, old-timey jobs, apparently is the new trend. What is old is new again. And then 8:05, Ron Hosko. He's president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund and the former assistant director of the FBI. What could he be here for? Oh, yeah, that James Comey story everybody's talking about. Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Well, speaking of James Comey, a big day today. The countdown clock is a-ticking. Did you notice CNN took the countdown ticker off of their screen? After the letter came out yesterday, the ticker disappeared from CNN, which I thought was interesting.
Wow.
I said, wow.
It's the power of James Comey.
Yes. So this is going to be exciting today. Everybody's going to be watching it. There's some events around the district we're going to tell you about. But the Washington Post's Robert Costa is opining on whether Trump may live tweet during Comey's testimony. And I think we all kind of already gearing ourselves up for Trump tweeting. Do you want him to tweet? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Now, I know Vince and I don't agree on this.
This is true.
I cringe. When I know I'm going to be watching this today, like everybody else. I'm going to be sitting there watching this, and I'm going to have my phone waiting for President Trump to start tweeting, and I'm going to cringe. I'm going to be holding my breath because I just have this image of we're at the last question, the last 10 minutes of testimony here. He's in the clear. It's clear there's nothing happened. He's going to tweet out something that's going to make me go, aw. He's in the clear, and he's going to do something to screw it up. Or he's going to, there's something's going to, I wish someone would take the phone from him and, you know, put a child protection lock on it or something to keep him from tweeting during the testimony. That is where I stand on this. Do you agree with me, Tripp? 888-630-9625, because I know, Vince, you do not.
Yeah, do you want Trump to tweet? My view on this is heck yes, because I hold my fellow man in high regard, not low esteem. I think that when that tweet comes out, my impression is not that every American is going to have this negative reaction. Maybe they'll be diplomatic about it. Maybe they'll be like, okay, let me think about this. What is the president trying to say with this tweet? Comey sad. What does that mean?
Comey sad.
I look, as a reporter and as just like an interested citizen, I want the president of the United States to react. I like that he has a direct line of communication. I like it. I dig it for real. I want to see his. There's important things that are going on here. James Comey is going to be saying things about the president today. And if the president of the United States would like to add what his side of the conversation was to the symphony that we are hearing, I want that string section to get going. I want to hear Donald Trump's reactions. Now, of course, should they be measured? Of course. Like, he has to realize the power of his words. And yeah, has he been intemperate in the past? Definitely. But should he use Twitter? Should he communicate directly with the American people? Should he, like, you know, get that thing off his chest, which I think he thinks is important to get out there? Definitely. I want to hear it. I like it. By the way, I have some advice. If you have the Twitter app, you can actually set it. I have my phone set this way. You can set it so that you'll get a push notification. You just go to his account and you click into, like, the granular menu there. You can set it so you can get a push notification for every time the president of the United States tweets. Believe me, very satisfying. But it's very excellent, believe me.
Or it makes you cringe the way I do. And going, oh, God. Because you're saying, yeah, should he be measured? Absolutely. He's not going to be measured. That's the problem.
Okay,
that
people make mistakes.
That is the problem. And you think, oh, people will give him the benefit. No one's going to give him the benefit of the doubt. No one's going to be measured and say, oh, let me think about what he meant. What fantasy world do you live in?
I hold my fellow citizen in high regard.
You're just being salacious. You're just being salacious. 888-630-9625. Joe, right here in D.C. Joe, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing fine. Are you with me or are you with Vince?
Well, you know, it's like everybody's getting ready for the Super Bowl, really? So there's, like, so many distractions. You know, if it's not Russia, it's the FBI director, you know, need to concentrate on the things that are important to the American people. And they keep trying to distract, trying to dirty up the guy, trying to make him look bad. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I give Trump a lot of credit. He's a tough guy. He's got a lot of good ideas for the country. He's talking about infrastructure. He's talking about putting America back to work. You know, people are complaining about putting people back to work in Pennsylvania in the coal mines. But, you know, every time I go by down 395, 695, I see all those coal trains that heat the Capitol. They got big coal plants burning coal. You know, so leave the guy alone. But I also like the fact that he pushes back. You know, they hit him with a hammer, he comes back and hits them with a sledgehammer. So I give the guy a lot of credit. He's a tough guy. He's good for the country. He's trying to do a lot of good things. People are going to have to let it go and let the man do the job.
A lot of this is going to come down to what's the quickest way for him to get there. Is it for him to just stay silent and let this thing drift by? I'm sure there are times in his administration where it would have been better for him not to say something and let the scandal disappear. Or is it better for him to just pop him back? Just get in there, fight back, try and get the truth on the record, and then see if you can't get this thing out of the way so you can get onto the agenda that Joe is talking about. Because, obviously, that's where the president wants to be, exactly where Joe's talking about.
Joe, thanks for kicking it off. Here's my thing. If he knew which battles to pick and which battles not to pick, maybe I would feel a little bit better. I think too often he takes the bait when he doesn't have to take the bait.
Yeah, I mean, that's my problem.
If
you can believe it, I think in his presidency, he's risen to fewer of those meaningless challenges. Meaning during the campaign, you could be like a random person tweeting at the president, at the then candidate Trump, and then potentially have felt his wrath on Twitter. Now it's like, at least he's just picking on other well-known people. You know, like people in power.
Well, the upside is, Penny in West Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Penny, do you want him to tweet live the Comey hearing today?
Yes. The whole reason I voted for Trump was because he's one of us. When he has something to say, he says it, and he says it to us, not through the media, not his administration, and I appreciate that about him. And I'm sorry, but it's hard to pick your battles when you're Donald Trump. Because the Democrats do nothing but get up every day and throw stones. And just so happens that Trump will crawl back.
For sure. And this is that spirit, Penny, is you're obviously among many people who voted for him out of support for his speaking his mind, definitely. And also for, like, constantly being an annoying challenge to the established wisdom of Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. And if you're a conservative in the United States, okay? We're fed up with our voice not being heard. And through Trump, our voice is heard. Now, he may not use his words wisely, I'll give you that. But which one of us do?
That's true.
But none of us, all the time, pick our words wisely. And I think it just demonstrates that Trump's just one of us.
Thank you, Penny. Well, I always do. Mary, some questionable. But I always use my words wisely.
Penny, thank
thanks
you.
Thanks very much.
Here's the. I agree. Listen, I voted for President Trump because I loved that about him. But I really thought that he would stop taking the bait when he became President Trump. And if you or I, Vince, don't use our words, it's different. You know what? Listen, there's a difference between Penny and us. If Penny doesn't use her words properly, you know, wisely,
then we report it to authorities.
No. It's okay. But if you or I don't use our words wisely, the FCC is right down the street. We could be out of a job, right? If President Trump doesn't use his words wisely when we're talking about an investigation into something that could harm him, any lawyer in the world would tell you, don't say anything.
All right, let's use your ears wisely now because you're about to hear a traffic report. It's 5:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this is the time you want to get going. 66. I'm not seeing any delays coming out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway. I know it's early, but we're enjoying the trip around the Beltway. Annandale, Tyson's, little bit of volume I'm checking out here on 95 starting out of Stafford toward Aquia, but that is pretty normal. Still have the road work set in place on River Road, but this is in the outbound direction after Little Falls Parkway out toward Goldsboro Road. They still have the cones set up there, so do be very careful. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, some clouds, high 76 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low 58 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 82. Right now in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It's 5:17 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Today is the Comey hearings, the Comey hearing. We know he sent out a statement. We put a statement out yesterday, so we kind of know what he's going to say today. He's probably going to stick to the script. We're not going to probably hear much more than that. President Trump, though, is probably going to be tweeting during the hearing. Rob Costa from WAPO, Washington Post, he reported yesterday that President Trump is probably going to take to Twitter to live tweet his responses to what Comey has to say during his testimony. And this is a legal proceeding, and I just think if it's a legal proceeding involving you, you probably want to be quiet.
Right. And by the way, I would trust Robert Costa on this because remember when the president yanked the health care vote originally, the first person he called was Robert Costa. He's like, Bob, we pulled it. And then he hangs up the phone. Okay, I got that. So, you know, Robert Costa writes it down.
Right.
So there's this impression now that the president is going to be live tweeting. I think he should. I'd like to hear from him. I think the president should react, especially when if anything gets presented that needs to be cleared in the air. And by the way, here's another reason the president should tweet. Union Pub, right near Union Station, just down the street,
mm-hmm.
is going to be giving away free rounds of drinks for every time the president tweets. So you're going to desperately want that push notification on your phone if you're day drinking today at Union Pub.
Wait, so they're basically just going to be opening the doors and giving away free liquor because he's going to tweet nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, if the president tweets, you're getting drunk. That's the plan.
888-630-9625. Do you want to see the president tweet during Comey's testimony today? Cheryl in Woodbridge, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Cheryl, you with me or you with Vince on this one?
Yes, I'm up this morning drinking my Covfefe, looking forward to the president tweeting all day. I can hardly wait. I love it.
Are you not afraid that this is a legal proceeding? Are you not afraid that he's going to tweet something that can get him in trouble?
Of course I'm not afraid. Why would I be afraid?
Because
the president has proven over and over again that he outthinks them, outsmart them, outwit them, outtweet them, and tears with my Covfefe, and Thanks. Bye.
Right.
All right, Cheryl, enjoy your covfefe. We're enjoying ours. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
That's really good. And I don't think, and Cheryl's not alone in that. There's definitely a lot of people out there that feel that way. Like I said before, I do think that he has the capacity to screw things up in terms of how he communicates. Are there better ways to do it? Definitely. But as a citizen, like, forget whether or not you support him or whether you don't or whether you're advocating for him. Our job isn't to flack for him. And the average voter's job is not to flack for him. There's a staff. There's a couple guys who work in the White House. That's their job. And to be deeply concerned about that stuff. Our job is to be an informed American public. And the United States elected this guy president of the United States. I'd rather hear directly from him as often as we possibly can, for good or for ill. If he's going to say things incorrectly, fine. But as an American citizen, as the person who, as one of the people who gets to hold him accountable next time we do this thing in 2020, I want the most information I can possibly get to assess that decision. And if that means listening to him tweet or looking at him tweeting or whatever, that's fantastic. I'm going to go with that every day of the week over urging restraint on the part of the president with that. Now, when it comes to like foreign affairs, yeah, I mean, you get into like dicier areas. But the reality is today, this entire hearing is going to be, hey, James Comey, how much does Donald Trump stink? Like, what's the worst thing you can say about Donald Trump? That's essentially the tenor of all these questions. And even if nothing comes from it, this doesn't appear to be in any way a hearing meant to challenge James Comey's credibility. It's all about the president of the United States. And with that in mind, my sense is he's entitled to respond.
I enjoy that President Trump subverts the media and uses Twitter to speak directly to us. I enjoy that. I like it. I agree with everything that our last caller had to say, that he beats them at their own game, that he, you know, sticks his thumb in the eye of the establishment, and that is why we elected him. I just feel that sometimes a little restraint is needed. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
In all of life, that's true. 522 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Carpet cleaning for just $54 per room from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're looking good. Off to a quiet start. 270, though. That's right. Do see a little bit of this volume starting early on. Our commuters coming out of the Frederick area through Urbana and Hyattstown, definitely below speed. Beyond that, though, wide open down through Germantown, Rockville to the Beltway. Beltway, good. Maryland and Virginia. Heading out to the Beltway on River Road, still see the cones set up with the overnight constructions. Not causing any delays, but do watch outbound as you approach Goldsboro. You're coned off there as the milling and paving project is trying to wrap up. And for 95, Virginia through Stafford, a little bit below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pleasant weather ruling, hot weather coming by late in the weekend, early next week. So hang on, folks. We're going to have ourselves a heat wave. A few clouds around this morning, a few this afternoon, 76, 80s by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, it is 48 degrees and 526 on WMAL.
The Union Pub, right near Union Station.
Sorry, I'm going to reiterate that. It's 57.
What did you say?
48. I'm just making 48? Up temperatures.
Oh. 48, 50. Enjoy it, because next week it's going to be in the 90s. So enjoy, embrace the cool this morning, because next week you're going to wish it was. Union Pub. In near Union Station is going to be giving buying rounds every time. Is that what it is? They're buying rounds every time Trump tweets.
Everyone gets around. You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning. So what they're doing is opening up this morning, and they'll buy a round for the whole shebang if Trump tweets.
All right. Well, and remember, if they don't, you tell them that Vince Coloni said that they were going to do that. But do you want? Are you hoping not for that aspect of it? But are you hoping that President Trump live tweets the Comey hearing today? And I love that he circumvents the media to tweet directly to us. But it kind of makes me, I would kind of wish sometimes he wouldn't. And Vince disagrees. Andrew in Manassas, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. Mary, I think you worry too much. Let the man do what he wants to do. You know, he got elected with all his tweets, and everybody in the country knows his airs and graces. And I just think that we as American people need to embrace it.
Well, definitely. I hope that by this time tomorrow, I am proven wrong and you guys were all right.
Oh, it's coming, Mary.
I hope so. I really do.
527 on WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Speaking of insane tweets, how about this one? Being white is terrorism.
Oh.
Somebody is in the news. Reality winner. All of her insane tweets coming up. How'd she get a security clearance exactly? WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump's lawyer says the commander-in-chief feels vindicated that former FBI Director James Comey's written statement for today's Senate Intelligence Committee hearing confirms that Mr. Trump was not under investigation as part of the Russia probe.
The chairman of the committee, Senator Richard Burr, saying he didn't, after reading this testimony, didn't believe he saw any wrongdoing at all. You're going to see a lot of conflicting views on what they actually saw in this testimony. Some hope from Democrats that Jim Comey can clear up any misconceptions on the Republican side and make the case for them as this investigation continues.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly, and you can watch today's James Comey testimony live starting at 10 at WMAL.com. Day four of Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial is set to begin in a few hours. The jury heard yesterday from Cosby's primary accuser.
Andrea Constand was calm and unflappable, as defense attorney Angela Agrusa suggested she had a relationship with Cosby, that the setting for a dinner was romantic. No, ma'am, Constand said. She was just there to eat her food. Constand testified that numerous phone calls with Cosby after the alleged attack were work-related. Gloria Allred, who represents several of Cosby's accusers, was escorted out of the courtroom when her cell phone rang. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
A federal court jury in Alexandria has convicted a former Metro Access bus driver on charges of supporting terrorism for going overseas and joining ISIS. 27-year-old Mohammed Quais was captured in Iraq by Kurdish forces, and he claimed he didn't join ISIS but had simply gone to Syria to check things out. His sentencing is set for October, and hundreds came to last night's funeral for one of the two Germantown high school students killed Monday night on the eve of graduation. This as police continue to ask for the public's help in pulling together clues to the murders of 17-year-old Shadi Najjar and 18-year-old Artem Zibarov, both seniors at Northwest High School. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,174, the Nasdaq at 62.97. Sports: Clayton Kershaw outduels Steven Strasburg as the Dodgers beat the Nationals. The O's get another walk-off extra inning win over the Pirates. And Golden State takes Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, maybe we can't stop time, but those bags and puffiness under your eyes, they don't need to be there. And now, thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of them. Genucel, plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix, is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours, including Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. She wrote in and said, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product and I want to use it on my entire face. Wow, you go for it, Josie. And by the way, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. I use it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in as little as 12 hours. Call now. Save big on Genucel summer clearance event. Order Genucel now and get a free month supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
If you have arthritis pain in a hip or knee, you may qualify for a local clinical research study enrolling now. Call 888-885-1551 or visit myclinicaltrial.com/MC to learn more. Qualified volunteers may receive an investigational study medication for arthritis pain or placebo for up to 56 weeks and reimbursement for travel. If you suffer from arthritis pain in your hip or knee, call 888-885-1551 or visit myclinicaltrial.com/MC.
Who are Care Suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers, including the new summer term scholarship. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Off to a pretty decent start here this morning. The volume with us, 95 as you push northbound. Out of Stafford to Aquia, it's pretty normal. Again, Dale City to Woodbridge, 395. You're in good shape. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now that's the northbound direction. We do have a southbound crash. I'm watching a fire truck just roll up to the scene right now, so you can probably see this northbound as well. So southbound 395 after you pass the Pentagon heading in towards Shirlington. Looks like this car, looks like a single car accident spun out, hit the Jersey Well, and a second fire truck is coming up to the scene. So a lot going on southbound 395 again heading in toward the Shirlington area, so keep alert there. Northbound lanes you should find open, but again, you can see all this activity. No problems Beltway, Virginia, or Maryland. 270, here we come with a bit of volume as well, as expected, as we head down through Urbana and Hyattstown. Then you're good into Rockville to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most likely looking at some summertime heat here late in the weekend, early next week. Probably some sort of heat advisory out. 76 today with a few clouds. Tonight, upper 50s. And once again, just a few clouds. Good-looking Friday, sunny 82. Upper 80s near 90 Saturday. Probably mid to upper 90s Sunday, Monday, and maybe longer. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Burke, 48 in Kensington, 57 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, 5:37 on WMAL. Coming up at 6:35, Lieutenant Tim Burns, he's with the Montgomery County Emergency Medical Service. He's a supervisor there, and he's going to talk to us about a rise in drug overdoses in Maryland. Serious issue. 7:05, Richard Osejo, he's an associate professor at John Jay College. Old-timey jobs. He knows a lot about them, and apparently it's a new trend to take an old job. We'll find out what that means. And at 8:05, Ron Hosko. He's a former assistant director of the FBI and a perfect guest to talk about today's big news, James Comey. Vince Colonnay is here, and Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. Reality winner, one of our favorite people ever, just for her name. She is the woman who was arrested in a leak scandal. And she was a contractor. She was a government contractor with Pluribus International. She stands accused of leaking an NSA report on Russian hackers during the 2016 elections to The Intercept, and we have spoken about that. Well, the question now seems to be, how did she get a security clearance in the first place? And part of the problem is a 2013 report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence found 4.9 million security clearances out there, 1.4 million of them top secret. I'm beginning to feel a little left out. Everyone has one but me. So the Breitbart put together her top hits of reasons why things that she has tweeted or posted that should have probably precluded her from having a security clearance. For instance, she tweeted out, Kanye West, you should make a shirt that says, being white is terrorism.
Wow.
She uses Sarah Winners, displayed a lot of casual anti-white attitudes. She also expressed her support for anti-law enforcement groups Black Lives Matter.
Wait, sorry. Is she white?
Yes.
She's white?
Well, she may identify as black, like Rachel Dolezal.
No, she looks very white Dolezal in this picture.
Well, so did Rachel. So
she's anti-white. What does that mean, she's anti-white? Listen,
she's a Bernie supporter who has been well indoctrinated in the liberal mindset. So she's been told over and over again that she suffers from white privilege and she's a self-loathing white person.
This is like one of the whitest people I've ever seen.
She is very white.
She's white. This tweet says, being white is terrorism. What is she talking about? Okay. All right. I'm up to speed now. Thank you.
Well, I'll bring you more up to speed, listeners. When we deploy All Lives Matter as to correct an intervention specifically created to address anti-blackness, we lose the ways in which the state apparatus has built a program of genocide and repression, mostly on the backs of black people, beginning with the theft of millions of people for free labor and then adapted it to control, murder, and profit off of other communities of color and immigrant communities. We perpetuate a level of white supremacy domination. And then she goes, all right, so that's there you go. So she has been well indoctrinated. This is not the week to remain silent. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Weren't 10 people just rejected from Harvard for having weird tweets?
Yeah. Or like, exactly.
I mean, like, for having strange Facebook posts where they said naughty things.
Yeah, she also went on to just, she made no attempt to hide her just absolute contempt for President Trump and anyone who supported him. Hashtag resist. Tropes like comments on the president's hands and hashtag resist. She made a lot of comments about the president's hands, that whole thing.
Yes.
People suck. Hashtag election night. And a lot of she just went on and on and on. This is a good one. You ready for this one? She tweeted out, 50 million Americans defecting to hashtag Syria will end the civil war, revive real estate in Syria, and defeat ISIS with Starbucks.
I have no idea what she's talking about. So she wants 50,000 Americans to defect?
50 million Americans, because they were going to defect because President Trump was elected.
She wants to go to Syria?
Yeah. They're going to end the civil war, revive real estate in the country, and defeat ISIS with Starbucks.
This kind of
thing. This woman has a security clearance.
Let's take her up on this offer. She wants to leave for Syria. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I don't know if she wanted to go, but she said 50. This is the day after the election. 50 million Americans defecting to hashtag Syria will end the civil war, revive real estate in the country, and defeat ISIS with Starbucks. Hashtag done.
I'm kind of for this. Like Sarah, if you want to take California with you and head to Syria, how many people are in California? Do we have 50 million there?
Well, legal or illegal?
I don't know if it's quite 50 million, but it seems like a reasonable guess. You in California, just head to Syria, bring Starbucks with you, and just see if we can't figure this whole thing out.
And it'll drive up the cost of real estate, too, which will help the Syrian people.
So this whole thing, I agree with you. This is obviously another rationale. The reason she had a security clearance, I think, was because she was an Air Force veteran, and she'd served for a number of years, and then comes out. She'd only taken this new job earlier this year, very quickly. I don't know how this happens, but she like instantly had access to information that she prints out, and then she gets caught disseminating to a place called The Intercept. Everything in this story is perfectly named. Her name's Reality Winner. The place that got the documents is The Intercept. It's all just like very picture perfect. But these tweets, like, this is the type of thing that disqualifies people from all sorts of things. Nevertheless, one of the most important things that we give out in our society, which is a security clearance. So in this case, I think there was a bit of a failure.
Yeah, she couldn't get into Harvard with these, right?
No, not her. Not Harvard. 543 at WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Speaking at a ceremony to commemorate the 73rd anniversary of D-Day, Army Private Arnold Gabriel recalled the chaos at Omaha Beach on June 6, 1944. Gabriel said, quote, "The way I overcame my post-traumatic stress was to keep so busy that I had no time to look back." Adding, quote, "It's okay to look back, but just don't stare." Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it.
That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. Try a small for $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Now listen, if you're like me, then having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless. Whether it's phone calls, emails, or even same-day appointments, I am so happy I chose a concierge medical practice. Dr. Jones and the entire team at Principal Medical Group put my time and my care first. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Additionally, for those men and women struggling from the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are your area experts in pellet therapy. So schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, some of the activity we have, it's a crash in the southbound direction of 395. So it is in the opposite direction of the rush hour, but still something to watch for, please. As you pass the Pentagon towards Shirlington, looks like we'll have the right side block. Left lane gets by. But again, a lot to look at. A couple fire trucks are there and several police cars, again, in that direction. Northbound, you can see it, but you're doing okay. I'm not seeing much of any backups. Leaving the Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge in through town. Here we come. DC 295 as you push southbound. Just the early start of the volume past Benning Road toward East Capitol Street. Heads up on 50 and through Chevrolet. A quick delay starts to form before you get to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue because right in that stretch, reports of an accident. DDOT crews on their way. Again, that's 50 before you get to the split for New York, Kenilworth Avenue. And Maryland, you're doing okay. No problems. 95, 29, BW Parkway, 270 with the early volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most likely looking at some summertime heat here late in the weekend, early next week. Probably some sort of heat advisory out. 76 today with a few clouds. Tonight, upper 50s. And once again, just a few clouds. Good looking Friday, sunny 82. Upper 80s near 90 Saturday, probably mid to upper 90s Sunday, Monday, and maybe longer. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now at Reagan National, 57 degrees. It's 5:47 on WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
5:47 on WMAL. Coming up, we're going to speak with Lieutenant Tim Burns from the Montgomery County EMS to talk about overdoses. But there may be something on the horizon that will help this. There is a study that's been done, 8 years of research between scientists at the Scripps Research Institute and Virginia Commonwealth University. And these researchers, after 8 years of research, have successfully tested a heroin vaccine on non-human primates. And what this vaccine does is it blocks the psychoactive effects of the drug, of heroin, and that's what gives the users a high.
Right, the thing that makes you, like, addicted to it.
Exactly. So if they can take that away, well, then you don't want it because it takes it, the theory is it will take the benefit of that high away from the drug. They say this is the vaccine is the first of its kind to clear the hurdles of preclinical trials. So the next step is to partner now with an outside company to conduct clinical trials of the vaccine. This is huge, and I love that it was done locally. I love that Virginia Commonwealth had a part in this.
I remember, and this is, I mean, I know that Tucker Carlson has spoken a lot about this on his show, but we had him on at one point, Mary, and when he was describing sort of the opioid crisis in the United States, he was mentioning that the deaths from this and the addictions from this far outpace anything that we saw during the crack epidemic. And which was considered a huge public crisis at the time, and that this one's sort of been a sleeper that people didn't really see it coming. Some combination of prescription pain medication, things like that, have led to this over time. And I am excited. I'm happy that Lieutenant Tim Burns is stopping by at 6:35 to talk about this, because in Maryland there's been a big rise in drug overdoses, and hopefully you get at least a degree of hope by the idea that a vaccine could be on the way. Clearly, these types of medications often take a long time, though, to actually get to market, despite whatever medical breakthroughs there are. So it could be a while yet, I guess, before we see something like this actually get to the market and help vaccinate people against addiction. But I've known plenty of people who've had pretty aggressive pain situations, who have had real tough medical battles in their life, who've needed strong narcotic painkillers that are very difficult to get off of, for sure, when you've been on them for some time. So and these addictions are really hurting people, and it's nice to hear that a vaccine could be on the way.
And just Tuesday, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein Stein, announced that drug overdose is now the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50. The leading cause of death, drug overdoses, which is amazing to me, because that generation under 50 has just been the most educated generation when it comes to drug use and prevention, and the dangers of drugs. Those programs just really started in the 70s, but this generation is just schooled on the hazards of drugs and don't do drugs, just say no, all that stuff from the time they're like in second grade on. The leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50, drug overdose. That is staggering. My fear, I think this is a great thing if we can get this vaccine out, and you're right, it takes years, because you don't want to kill someone with a vaccine to prevent them from killing themselves with drugs, but it's for heroin. And I wonder if it just sends the hardcore addicts, because they're not getting that high, it sends them to another drug to get the high. That's my fear.
Well, you obviously don't want that to happen.
No.
5:51 now on WMAL. Time for Al Rushbro.
A couple of days ago, President Trump tweeted, "The fake media is working so hard trying to get me not to use social media. They hate that I can get the honest, unfiltered message out." At the daily press briefing, Sean Spicer was asked about the tweet. Spicer said that Trump is the most effective messenger of his agenda and has about 110 million followers on social media. The Washington Post ran a snarky article. They said, no, Donald Trump does not have 110 million people following him on social media. They claim that Trump only has 93 million followers, while admitting not all social media sites release their figures. The Post then said, even if Spicer's numbers are right, he would still be wrong. First, because many people have multiple social media accounts. And second, some followers on social media sites are robots or bots. Man, is that fascinating. To discredit President Trump, the Washington Post finally admits that social media sites like Twitter are impacted by fake followers, robots, algorithms designed to make one or two people look like thousands. These bots are a favorite tool of leftist activists. They use them to pressure advertisers when boycotting conservative shows. They also use them to make liberal causes seem much more popular than they really are. But until now, the drive-by media has never seen fit to expose them. It's curious, isn't it? I tell you, Trump has them upside down and backwards and forwards.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owning land in this great country of ours, that's one of our most precious rights. And when it comes to taking care of the land you own, you want the best tools. And that's where my friends at Mahindra come in. Mahindra makes the toughest tractors on earth with real steel for more built-in weight. That translates to better traction and stability. And don't forget Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles. Whether you're taking a family fishing or hauling supplies or just driving down to check the mail, you will enjoy the added comfort of 25% more legroom and seating. Right now, if you buy a tractor and a utility vehicle together, you'll get a special $500 rebate. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. And get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit cecilstractors.com. That's cecilstractors.com.
So Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner, right? But how's your house looking? Are your carpets clean or do you feel embarrassment when people see all the dirt, mud, and traffic marks or smell bad odors? Larry O'Connor here, and I have the easy solution. Just call Zero Res. Zero Res, they're the company I use to have my carpets and couches deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh again. Zero Res is the best. I can't recommend them enough. Zero Res brings all their own equipment, including their empowered water system, and it's a clean that dries in just a few hours. Zero Res is locally owned and operated by Lindsay and Louis Padilla. They're great. I know them, and I promise you they care about customer delight. They've just given me a special offer for WMAO listeners, a carpet cleaning for just $54 per room. Plus, for a limited time, get 50% off any upholstery cleaning. Minimums apply. Don't wait. Book now. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. One more time. 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdc.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 50 through Annapolis and Bowie. You're looking great. Now it's inside the Beltway. We have an early snag here watching this accident activity. And on 50, it's going to be after 202, but before you get to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. 395 in the southbound direction, still see some activity. We had a single car crash. No delay, but again, flashing lights. VDOT truck help at the scene. 395 between the Pentagon and Shirlington, southbound. Now, northbound, your travel lanes are open. Still really good pace here as you come off of the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Good time to get going, get to work on time. No problems to report on 66. Just that volume starting to form through Manassas towards Centerville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather on the way, most likely an all-out heat wave here with mid and upper 90s starting about Sunday into the early and middle part of next week. Enjoy today. A few clouds, 76. Tonight, a few clouds down to 58. Sunshine tomorrow, 82. Close to 90 Saturday, but the real hot stuff here by Sunday, Monday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, Reagan National, 57 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by LeafGuard.
LeafGuard gutters, the covered gutter system that lets water in and keeps debris out. They come with a lifetime no-clog warranty. Never climb a ladder to clean your gutters again with LeafGuard. Set up a free, no-obligation gutter inspection and estimate today at guttersmaryland.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll see it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trapdoors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary Social Security report from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your complimentary Social Security report now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The Orioles. Three home runs in the first inning. The Nationals.
Fish hit! The Nats are going to win it!
Three runs in the ninth inning. Strong start versus stronger finish. Catch everything. The Nationals and Orioles make up their series finale tonight at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, at 6:35, Lieutenant Tim Burns will be joining us. He's a supervisor with Montgomery County Emergency Medical Services. But there is a rise in drug overdoses in Maryland, and we're going to talk to him about it.
And do you think Jeff